John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner back with you on the game. Anthony Kastrovitz with us here in just a moment. A national writer for MLB.com. You can also see him on MLB Network. Ask him about the Royals and their chances in the AL Central. I am curious for a national perspective on that. By the way, a couple Royals news and notes here to pass along to you. Ned Yost says Mike Moustakas could return Saturday when the Royals are in Chicago taking on the White Sox. He hit in the cage yesterday, apparently. Might go to Northwest Arkansas for a day or two to rehab. Royals still trying to figure that out. And Danny Duffy is going to make another start in Chicago as well.
And some news that's kind of cut from the same cloth as that first thing you mentioned. Earlier today, Chesler Cuthbert was with Christian Colon taking some grounders at second base. So clearly the Royals would like to see him still continue to get playing time once Moose comes back, but we'll have to see if it works out for him defensively at that position.
So basically, Omar Infante may be getting nudged out of there by both Colon and Cuthbert. We've seen Colon start to play there some more. And you know, Cuthbert, I know back to his minor league days, has taken ground balls at second as well. They've had him do that for a little while, so we'll see. They still owe Omar Infante a lot of money, but that is interesting news nonetheless. You'll hear the Royals and the Red Sox tonight here on K-Man, starting at 6:30 with pregame coverage from the Royals Radio Network. We welcome in now Anthony Kastrovitz from MLB.com. You can also see him on MLB Network. Anthony, appreciate the time. Before we get into the Royals, I know we're starting now to see some news trickle out about the suspensions for Rougned Odor and Jose Bautista, everybody involved in the fight between the Blue Jays and the Rangers. Were you surprised just how much attention this has really gotten in the news cycle over the last 48 hours?
No, not really. I mean, just given the severity of that fight, you know, in baseball we're used to seeing the benches clear and a bunch of guys standing around and the old hold me back, you know, kind of thing. Whereas this was a legitimate brawl with a legitimate punch that landed on a legitimate star. So, we'll see the Royals talk, a little Royal Rumble talk, I guess. But, it's certainly been a lot of discussion in the game about, you know, how this all came about and, you know, were the Rangers in the wrong for waiting so long for retaliation? And then, what comes next? What's the fallout from this? And obviously, as you said, news is starting to trickle out about what the penalties will be. But obviously, Odor is the main focus, just being that he is the guy who threw the punch, and it sounds like 18 for him, which is about in line with what the line of thinking was when you compare it to the Carlos Quentin situation a few years back where he broke Zach Greinke's collarbone charging the mound. Similar discipline there. So, it was certainly it's been a talking point, on the air and in the news and in clubhouses too. A lot of guys have been discussing this one.
So with all that said, there's so much discussion about it. Baseball has been, you know, the lead story really on ESPN for a while because of it. Is it a good thing for baseball that this type of thing happens?
I don't know. I mean, you hate to see a situation like this. It really is silly, the unwritten rules and the game policing itself and all those kinds of things. You don't want to see this kind of situation present itself with regularity, but there's no question. It's a story that's got a lot of mileage, you know. It's a photo that's got a lot of mileage, the photo of Odor landing that punch to Bautista. It's hard to promote or feel great about that kind of a culture ultimately. But obviously it's something that catches a lot of people's attention, maybe even the people who don't pay much attention to baseball otherwise.
Anthony, you know, normally when stuff like this happens, it happens right at the beginning of a series or the first time that teams come together again after a situation like, for instance, the bat flip in the playoffs last year. But what do you make of the Rangers waiting until Bautista's last bat in the last game that these two teams are going to play in the regular season this year?
Yeah, I hate it, and I know a lot of players on other clubs even, they didn't like the way that was handled either. It's something I can confirm the Rangers set out, this is what they set out to do, the way they set out to handle it from the beginning was, A, to do it on their home turf, which, okay, maybe that's understandable, but then they waited through two games, really three games, because it was Bautista's last at bat, as you mentioned, in the game, out of fear of retaliation. So the retaliation's still going to come. It's just they might have to wait till 2017 now unless two teams face each other October. It's just unfortunate that this this thing is going to be dragged out even further across into another season of Major League Baseball. You know, it's something that everyone kind of assumed would come down, but then, you know, they play that first series against each other in Toronto and nothing happened. You think, oh, okay, well, maybe in Texas, but then, you know, a couple games go by and you're thinking, oh, maybe, you know, cooler heads prevailed, but obviously they did not.
Anthony Kastrovitz from MLB.com and MLB Network here with us on the game this afternoon. How would you handicap the AL Central right now? Obviously, White Sox, really hot start. The Royals, who we all care so much about, not the greatest start in the world. Where would you put the Royals in the pecking order of where you think things will finish up?
Well, you know, I still think they're the favorite to win the AL Central. I just think that their formula works, but it's hard not to be a little discouraged by, you know, the way certain things have trended and the rise of the White Sox and the unexpected struggles of the Royals here. You know, ultimately, you think that a team with a strong bullpen and strong defense, you know, those are the kind of things that can keep you from going in a really, truly sustained rut. But obviously the offense hasn't delivered quite as much as we thought or hoped. And, you know, trying to find traction in general in the rotation and obviously the injuries that popped up last week. You know, Danny Duffy getting an opportunity now. So it's interesting. It's not the start we expected because they came out. You never know how a defending champion is going to respond. They came out so strong out of spring training, and they were saying all the right things in spring training about, you know, still being hungry and all that. But they really just ran into a wall there in the middle of April, and it's been a hard thing to overcome.
Well, which of the elements that the Royals are struggling with right now do you think is going to be more difficult to correct? Is it the starting pitching or is it the offense?
You know, I think it's the offense, to be honest. As I said, you go with some other options of rotation, and maybe that turns out to be a good thing for them in the long run. But with Dylan G, I mean, he looked pretty decent at his first start out. And Danny Duffy seems to have, you know, learned how to limit the walks a little more this season, so that's encouraging. But, you know, the offense, you get into a funk. I mean, it's great to see what Lorenzo Cain has done the last, you know, week plus in the three-homer game and certainly trending in the right direction. But I got to be a little concerned about Kendrys Morales, the year he's had overall. I know he had the big home run on Sunday, but, you know, he's such a key figure for them offensively. We saw that last year. And this is not a world-beating offensive club to begin with, you know. They showed a little more power last season. But, you know, it's a club that relies on just the consistency of putting ball in play and making the other team make mistakes and forcing into some things on the base pass and that sort of thing. So you got to generate that consistent contact. You just have to have a consistent aggressiveness to you in general that we haven't seen with the regularity we're accustomed to seeing from the Royals. So that would concern me most just over the long course of the season because we know that, you know, it's hard for the bullpen to be the dominant force it's been the last couple of years. You know, rotation, I don't think they've had a rotation that strikes fear in the hearts of men necessarily. I think it's just been, you know, steady and consistent enough to hand things over to the bullpen. But if you're not generating those early leads, then it's a whole different story. That all comes out of the offense.
Talking right now with Anthony Kastrovitz of MLB.com. The Royals get the Red Sox now for three games. The Sox come in really hot. They've won 7 of 8.
Yeah.
They have maybe the best offense in baseball right now. How legit are they?
They're legit, you know, and the opportunity to get even better as their rotation tries to, you know, whip itself into shape as David Price starts to look a little more like David Price. We saw that his last outing. Because their offense is just scary. It really is, top to bottom. We've got Jackie Bradley doing what he's doing towards the bottom of the order. You know, it's a machine. I mean, David Ortiz is off to what could be the greatest last season in baseball history, the way he started things off. And Dustin Pedroia seems to have bounced back very nicely, and they got all this young talent. You know, Xander Bogaerts has really come a long way as a consistent, productive player. And Mookie Betts is going to be a star for them as well. So it's a dangerous lineup, and they've been showing that from the beginning of the year. And, you know, if they can get their starting pitching to a point, and then it might take a trade, to be honest, to lengthen that rotation. We'll see. But yeah, if you get David Price back to his career norm and then give him some help behind him in the rotation, it's a really dangerous club.
Yeah, thank goodness for the Royals. It's Volquez, Kennedy, and Ventura going into three games against the Red Sox. Anthony, before we let you go, and we've been talking with Anthony Castrovince from MLB.com, just very quickly here, if I set the over-under on Cubs wins this year at 100.5, would you take the over or the under?
100.5? I mean, I'd have to take the over right now. You know, that's another scary team, and we said that going into the year just because they had the best depth and flexibility in baseball, and that's what we know you need to survive a 162-game schedule, especially in today's climate. And, you know, I'm really impressed with they had that bit of adversity right from the beginning with the Kyle Schwarber injury and also just the weight of expectations. You know, everybody was picking the team to win the World Series, and that's no small thing to enter the season with that kind of a weight. But they've handled all of that extremely well, exceptionally well, better than even they expected. Now they're going to hit some rough patches, and who knows if the back end of the rotation holds up. They too might be a team that needs to go out and find some help there in the trade market. But their lineup has so many pieces to it, and so much again the flexibility within it that I think they're going to avoid real long, terrible stretches of baseball. And so it wouldn't surprise me, especially with, you know, two rebuilding clubs in their division, and the Reds and Brewers, and a couple other rebuilders elsewhere in the National League. You know, the National League is more top-heavy than the American League, so I think there's more opportunity to build up a 100-win season. And if anybody can do it, it's those Cubs.
No doubt about that. Anthony, appreciate the time as always here on the show. Thank you very much, I think, for making the majority of our listeners very happy by saying you still consider the Royals the AL Central favorites. And we appreciate it. Hopefully we'll do it again soon.
All right, guys. Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Anthony Castrovince, MLB.com. You can also see him on MLB Network.
You know, the 100.5 wins was a pretty good over-under, but that's not the one I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear 0.5 World Series championships for Chicago. Will you take the over or under?
Well, that's just, you can't. What do you say about the playoffs? It's crapshoot. Just get there, and who knows what's going to happen. So, yeah, it's hard to predict that. Easier to predict the 100-win regular season, which does look like it's coming for the Cubs. At 5:30, Andy Greeter from the St. Paul Pioneer Press. He has covered Minnesota for a while. What's the Minnesota reaction to Jerry Kill being hired at K-State, as that is the news of the day? And speaking of that, we said all the response regionally and nationally has been universally positive. What about the reaction from Lawrence, Kansas? Column in the Lawrence Journal World, positive or negative about Jerry Kill? We'll let you know next.